This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the kidnappers of Elizabeth Smart is about to go free on conditions of release. Here's John Huber, U.S. Attorney for the District of Utah.
You can be assured that Wanda Barzee will be closely monitored.
Wanda Barzee cannot have any contact with witnesses in the case, including Smart and her family, and she must enter a mental health treatment program. Conditions for her release set 8 years ago when she was sentenced for helping her husband kidnap and rape the then 14-year-old Utah girl in 2002. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault is demanding an FBI investigation before she agrees to testify at any Senate hearing on the allegations. She claims Kavanaugh held her down and groped her at a party when they were teenagers. This is USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping from our family to yours. TheCompanyStore.com.
President Trump preparing to visit parts of North Carolina hit hard by Hurricane Florence, and the North Carolina Emergency Management Director, Mike Sprayberry, says,
"We continue to be engaged in large-scale search and rescue operations.
And at least 35 people have already been confirmed to have been killed by Florence. The rising water is also putting North Carolina's tobacco and sweet potato crops in peril, and nearly 2 million chickens have perished because of Hurricane Florence. An Air Force bomb squad is outside Joint Base Andrews in suburban Maryland this morning, where a woman's reportedly been making threats and refusing to leave the West Gate. Reports are the woman claims to have explosives with her. The feds are now handing out fines over the deadly collapse of the pedestrian bridge at Florida International University in March. The collapse killed 5 motorists and a worker and injured 5 others. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups will have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. A ruling on so-called dark money donations coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections. It's expected to apply to the explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question, those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. More now on the response to damage by Hurricane Florence. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
As rescue efforts continue, Josh Bergman is a volunteer firefighter. He talks about what it's like to go out and search for his neighbors.
Power lines you got to look out for. It's just a totally different atmosphere that you would never expect to have to experience. It's one of those things you never know what you're going to get. You hope for the best and expect the worst.
Now, aside from rescuing humans, pets are also being rescued that were abandoned on porches. Josh also recounts the story of 2 dogs that they rescued.
We saw them, and it was just the right thing to do, and we went up, and they were a little apprehensive, and, you know, just like the people around here, they saw we were there to help and were, you know, happy to see us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News...
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, as always, to have you along with us. And you're going to be especially grateful because we have Sydney Powell back with us, who served in the Department of Justice for 10 years in Texas and Virginia. She's devoted her private practice to federal appeals for the past 20 years. Her book, which has gotten so much attention, and rightfully so, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Sydney, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great, Bill. Thank you.
Well, let's bring everybody up to date. I mean, your book, when you and I first talked, we knew that we had problems here in River City in the Department of Justice. But every day, I mean, the slow leak of all this information that's coming out, this is just excruciating.
It is. It's really horrible to see how bad it is. But this gives us an opportunity to make some meaningful changes and clean it up.
Well, you addressed this in your book, License to Lie. This is something that you have watched, you know, this is your own profession. Everything that's supposed to, you know, its boundaries are integrity. It's the truth. It's justice. It's, you know, blind justice. It's all those things that we were raised to think occurred. We're finding out that we've been worked.
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, I'm not surprised since I saw it. Gosh, I mean, I wrote the book in 2014 or published it in 2014, so I wrote it mainly in 2013 and mm-hmm. saw what was going on even before that. But it's been at least 20 years that this has been getting worse and worse, and I'm so glad we have President Trump now who's ready, willing, and able to do something about it.
Well, as... you know, as a legal mind and with your background, your natural instinct as, you know, a prosecutor in that, you look for patterns and you start seeing these patterns even though, as you say, in 2013 and even prior to that, you're seeing there's something wrong. The trajectory is off. There's something culturally that is deficient. It is out of sorts. And here it is from 2013 to today, even worse because we're further down the trajectory, are we not?
Yes, we are. And so, yet we're talking about the same, some of the same people that rose to power because they were so corrupt and willing to do whatever it took to win whatever they wanted to win.
Are we at a point, Sydney, to where we can really deal with the truth of the matter? I mean, that's my big question, because you got a lot of butt covering that's taken place, a lot of obstruction. I mean, the collusion that they purport that has been coming out of the White House really seems to be more out of the DOJ and the DNC. So all the fingers that are pointing out, it's that old axiom as we were kids who were growing up, be careful when you point one finger out, you got three coming back at you. And that seems to be the case here.
Yeah, I think it involves the CIA, the DNI, of course, that's Brennan and Clapper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They abused the NSA database. The Comey's FBI allowed private contractors unlimited access to the raw FISA information in the NSA database, and I think they effectively mined it for political opposition research, a la Nellie Orr, and she helped write the Steele dossier. And then, of course, we have Page and Stroke. We'll be getting their text messages unredacted shortly. That will probably identify any number of other people that were involved in working with them. It's going to be great to see those without redactions and trying to put the pieces together. We'll have more of the full picture.
Yeah.
The FISA applications themselves, I have no doubt, are going to be stunning again in how little there was for the courts to proceed to issue a warrant issue the warrant for spying on the Trump campaign. I think the American people are literally starved for the truth, and we're going to be getting it, and it's going to be mind-blowing.
Are we talking about the mother of all bombshells potentially here?
Yeah, I think we are.
Mm-hmm. And like anything that's mired in lies, it's always one truth away from really bringing down the house of cards. And maybe that's why a lot of people, they talk about the people of the White House being nervous. I got to think the DOJ has got to be real nervous over all this.
Yeah, I would think Mr. Rosenstein and Dana Buente, who's over at the FBI now, but who had been acting attorney general and signed one of the FISA applications, might need laundry service.
Suddenly, this picture you gave me, I would think so, because I think we're down to the end of where we're coming to finally, come face to face with the truth. And regardless of what some would think in the government, that America is not ready for the truth, as you say, this has been going on so long. It's kind of like dealing with a child that continues to lie to you, and it drives you nuts. You can't sleep at night, and this is where I think that the American people are at, is that this government has lied to us so much. We can't sleep at night. We don't even watch TV. We don't even want to talk about it anymore. And the thing is, you can't even hide. You put on the Emmys. You think, okay, I'm going to watch the Emmys and just get some entertainment. It's all loaded with a bunch of politics and fake news. It's like, we have no place to hide, Sydney.
Right. You can't even go to a football game anymore.
I know.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, totally. So with everything coming to a head, as it seems to be heading in this direction, what does this do with the whole Mueller investigation, people that he's indicted? I mean, he's got Manafort outside of collusion with Trump. He basically was caught in a net. You got Mike Flynn. I mean, it just saddens me, Sydney, to think of the people's lives that have been absolutely decimated by what the Democrats, because, and I got to say, and you stopped at it, but I got to think this heads into the White House and Barack Obama. I don't know how this happens without his hands all over this as well.
Oh, I'm sure they were all over it. I mean, we have that Page Stroke text messages thing. He wanted to be informed of everything. We have Comey's memo and Susan Rice's note to self, and combined with reading both of those together, you see that there was a very important meeting in the White House that set up President Trump for it all to blow in the papers. Mr. Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Biden and Sally Yates were right in the middle of all of that. So, yes, it definitely goes to the White House. And the day after the FBI/Admiral Rogers cut off access to the raw FISA intelligence by Fusion GPS, Mary Jacoby, Glenn Simpson's wife, makes an immediate run to the White House.
Yeah, what does that tell you right there, right?
Yeah.
Well, our conversation with Sidney Powell will continue. Former federal DOJ attorney, author of the book Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Stay with us.
that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. You are the air.
Back with you as promised. Sidney Powell continues with us, author of the book License to Lie, as we've been talking about. Sidney, of the things that you wrote about in your book, what is mind-blowing to you? Because you know, as we said earlier, as a prosecutor, you study patterns. You start seeing things that are consistent here, and you start connecting dots. And as you said, you started writing the book in 2013, which I have to imagine is probably 2011, 2012, that you were waking up in the middle of the night with these ideas thinking, this needs to be documented. Something is going wrong here. But now all these, even though we just published a book, last year, right? Or earlier this year?
No, the book came out in 2014.
Oh, it did come out in 2014. Why am I, excuse me for losing my mind, only because I've been so pummeled by all this news that's been going on. So here it is now, and we're seeing the exposure of what you had seen back then. What, in looking at the book and what you wrote, what is standing out in your book now that says, I told you so?
Oh, well, everything I wrote about Andrew Weissman in particular, because, of course, Mueller picked him to be his right hand on the whole special counsel debacle, and he's smack in the middle of all of it. As soon as I heard that Manafort's home had been raided in the wee hours of the morning and his wife searched in her bed, I knew that that was Andrew Weissman. He just uses every prosecutorial terror tactic he can possibly use to let people know that he owns them and they are nothing anymore. They froze all the assets of the Manafort family, not just Mr. Manafort himself, but his kids. He had no way to defend himself. When he tried to reach out to a witness, they pile on with obstruction of justice charges. All of that is standard operating procedure for Andrew Weissman.
What is that? How does that bode for the everyday American citizen?
Everyone should be absolutely terrified. My friend Harvey Silverglate wrote a book any number of years ago called Three Felonies a Day, and the premise is that the average American going about their daily lives commits three felonies a day without even knowing it because there's so blooming many laws and everything's been over-criminalized. The government tries to control us by criminal prosecution. One in four Americans has a conviction, a criminal conviction. I mean, that's just astounding. And many of the things people do that constitute felonies, they have no idea that the law is that way. You just wouldn't think about it. So it enables the government to pick and choose who they want to send to jail.
Exactly.
So like Mr. Manafort, you know, the DOJ investigated him long ago but didn't do anything about it. So they essentially held it until they wanted it, dusted it off, and it just piled on him. Solely because he worked for Trump for 3 months.
Do you think it's a bit rich when you have Hillary Clinton during the campaign, when Donald Trump was getting the crowds, you know, to chant, lock her up," and she questioned it all and said, "What is this? You know, have we reduced ourselves to a third world country where we jail our opponents?" And what she said is exactly what it would appear the Democrats, the Democratic machinery has done to anybody that's conservative, anybody supported Trump. I mean, because clearly you have two distinctions here. You have people that were on Hillary's side getting immunity without the government getting anything back. As you know, I mean, you've got so much experience here in this realm, Sydney, that you don't give up immunity without getting something. And
well, they gave it out like party favors
to the Democrats.
Right.
And those that supported Hillary, but certainly not to not to Donald Trump's team.
Oh, no, no. The way the juxtaposition of the two investigations and the opposite ends of the spectrum with which each were conducted is nothing short of remarkable.
Where is the balance here? Again, this all is, you know, it's all referenced in your book and License to Lie. I guess balance is out the door. And how do we regain some sort of objectivity and balance in our society? Because what we're losing along the way are our liberties. You're actually being forced to be a Democratic operative or a sympathizer, or you're off the team. You're out of the club. You're out of the ballpark. No reindeer games for you.
Right. Yes, well, as long as Trump is president, we have an opportunity to clean it up. It's imperative that people in these midterms take them very seriously and get out and vote for Republicans. The president's got to have more support in Congress. I mean, these are the most important midterms in the history of our country, and we need to be able to proceed to clean up the Department of Justice, fire a lot of people, reset the standards, and encourage Congress and help Congress enact bipartisan criminal justice reform, not to mention hold the people who did all this atrocious crap
right
accountable.
Yeah, and how deep does this really go, Sydney? Because I've maintained that this has infected the culture so deep that, you know, a lot of people are quick to say, well, you know, the downline people are, they're all great people and everything. And I know there's been, I think to date, about 28 FBI line officers that want to come up and they want to be able to tell their stories, but they're afraid that they're going to get hammered on the head over this stuff. But nonetheless, I mean, it's hard to imagine that the top is not going to influence the downline operations of every aspect of the DOJ. I don't know how.
Yeah, I have no doubt that it did. I mean, I have seen just myself within the past year, three prosecutions out in the field, I would call it, you know, in different places around the country that were political hit jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you mentioned,
I'm sure there are more than that.
Well, when you have a guy like, a bulldog like Weissman set loose and he sets the pattern, everybody else says, okay, that's the order of the day. Why not Weissman? We'll just follow his lead, right?
Right. Yeah, he's definitely the worst of the worst.
Well, as you say, these midterms are very important. If not Donald Trump, then who cleans up the mess?
Right. We've got to do it now or we're going to be beyond ability to fix it.
Well, this is quite scary, Sydney, when you think of the alternative. And I do every once in a while. I think, oh, thank God for the American people, the forgotten men and women to step forward on 2016 to elect Donald J. Trump. If that had not been the case, what would America look like today with a Hillary Clinton administration?
Yeah, we would never have known any of this. It would have emboldened them to act even more to control people and punish people for their views and their political preferences. And we would have no border whatsoever, so we would have no country. I mean, it's just, you can't even begin to imagine the differences.
Well, Sydney, a lot that prosecutors do and our Justice Department does is to protect our freedoms, to make sure that liberty reigns. Our freedoms have been so compromised that if the people do not see this and they don't respond, I mean, this whole titillation of socialism and these other ideas that are being thrown out there by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, Ocasio-Cortez on down the line, quite dangerous. You know, that is not the solution. Before we even think about doing anything else, we have got to get our house in order here.
We do. I would encourage the president to absolutely pause all immigration until we get a lot of things sorted out.
Well, he tried to do it to a degree, and of course, we had some activist judges that the Democrats are, you know, that's what they're fond of because they don't like initiating laws and doing what our founding fathers outlined in the U.S. Constitution. They say we'd rather, you know, not go and talk to people. We'll just go talk to a favored activist judge, and he'll enact laws on our behalf, right?
Well, I think Attorney General Sessions now just recently said that. And I've said it, too, that we need to stop honoring any sort of notion of a national injunction entered by one district judge. That's ridiculous.
You know, without a doubt.
They can't do that. They don't even have jurisdiction to do that. If they did, they would be kings, not judges. So you just abide by it in the district in which the judge entered it, and you proceed to litigate the rest of it.
Well, Sidney Powell has been with us, former federal DOJ attorney, current super lawyer, federal appeals attorney, and author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Sidney, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. And I'm coming out with a new edition in paperback for the first time, and I've got national distribution for it, so people will be able to find it in the bookstore soon, and they can pre-order it now.
We'll be looking forward to it, Sidney. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and storiesforsoldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post-9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. If you get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the kidnappers of Elizabeth Smart is about to go free on conditions of release. Here's John Huber, U.S. Attorney for the District of Utah.
You can be assured that Wanda Barzee will be closely monitored.
Wanda Barzee cannot have any contact with witnesses in the case, including Smart and her family, and she must enter a mental health treatment program. Conditions for her release set 8 years ago when she was sentenced for helping her husband kidnap and rape the then 14-year-old Utah girl in 2002. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault is demanding an FBI investigation before she agrees to testify at any Senate hearing on the allegations. She claims Kavanaugh held her down and groped her at a party when they were teenagers. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez live.
Way like us, fresh and very independent, a little ornery at times too. Why not? I mean, you know, you got to keep the blood flowing, as my dad would say. Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, you are not alone. Okay, we're happy to inform you. There is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. They're a community of like-minded people who work together to pay your medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital. Really, okay? Not like they used to say. Okay, this is for real. You actually get to choose your doctor and your hospital. And it starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 for a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the chillins. And all you got to do is give them a call if you'd like. For more information, 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. They got all the information there for you. Okay, all right, just like that. There's just so much happening here, and as you know, that we're dealing with here in this wonderful country of ours. So anyway, and those conversations will continue coming up in just a moment here. We've got a small business, a small, especially for females, a small business report that's coming up with Sharon Miller. And we hope to be talking with her very shortly. And so stand by for that. But meanwhile, I will tell you that coming up, we've got Curtis Houck. Curtis Houck is the managing editor of Newsbusters. Excuse me for bobbling here. We're trying to do several things at once and, you know, to try to
figure out what happened to our guest, so put up with me. But anyway, we're going to be talking with Curtis about how NBC has been boosting the shady Feinstein letter targeting Kavanaugh for investigation. Well, this thing has really got exercise, has it not? You know, as mentioned to you, a dear friend of mine from California, a retired teacher, happened to find his way. I mean, it's kind of interesting because they seemingly are not interested that much in politics, but they found they must have got lost in D.C. and somehow they found a seat in one of the hearings. And Larry is like one of these no-nonsense kind of retired teachers. I mean, just a very practical, bottom-line kind of guy. That's what I love about his perspective. And he's in there in the midst of this circus, and he's going, "Bill, we're paying for this. I can't, how does this happen? You know, it's just unbelievable that that's what has taken place. And anyway, it's, you know, we're going to talk more about what's going on and, of course, the latest update with Kavanaugh. But right now, let's bring on Sharon Miller. But before, Sharon Miller, by the way, is the head of small business at Bank of America. Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight is an annual study exploring the concerns, aspiration, and perspectives of 1,000 small business owners across the country. New findings from the 2018 Spotlight released ahead of National Women's Business Owner Month in October reveal an increasingly confident mindset among women entrepreneurs with respect to the business environment and their outlooks for growth. Sharon, let's bring you on here right now and talk more about it. Always good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Bill, for having me.
Well, tell us about this study. I mean, this is, you know, we've been seeing this happening anyway. You know, women, minorities getting involved in small business, and that seems to be very much on the uptick with this current economic environment in which we live in.
It is, and we know, Bill, that women are opening businesses at twice the rate of men with half the capital. And at Bank of America, we serve 3.3 million small business clients across the United States. 40% are women, and that's why we do this survey. We want to understand how women are feeling. We know they're a force to be reckoned with. And what we found during this survey is that women entrepreneurs are much more confident on revenue growth as it compared to last year's study. In fact, up a full 14 percentage points. So 58% of women expect their revenue to increase this year versus 44% last survey in 2017. So that's a significant uptick.
Exactly.
And they plan to grow their business, and their economic optimism is high, and they're going to hire more employees. So all signals point to a very bullish outlook from women across this country.
Well, that's great news. Well, so what do men need to learn from women if they're able to capitalize their ideas and new businesses with half of the capital? What are they doing that men are not?
Well, I've got a long list, Bill. I don't know if we have time for everything to go.
Okay, give me the 80-20. Give me the 80-20 principle. You know, 20% yields 80. So give me two or three ideas.
A long show.
Okay. All right.
No, well, you know, I would say that, you know, when we think about the economic landscape and what's happening across our country, the digital transformation that's occurring across business and across industry, it's powerful, and women are leading the charge there. More women are using their mobile devices to post social updates to media about their marketing, about what's happening in their business as compared to men. And much more women are using it to accept financial payments. So whether you are processing a payment from your mobile phone or you are issuing a refund, we find women are using it. And you know, Bill, when I sit down with clients, you know, they're not differentiating their business from their personal life. It is all intertwined.
Exactly.
And the mobile device can really be a powerful tool for having it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Now, as far as the women entrepreneurs' perspective, how has that changed? Have you been able to see how it's changed over the last 3 years since you began surveying them in 2016?
Yeah, you know, I have. I mean, look, we always talk about, and whether it's a woman or a man, access to capital is a key point for business owners. So if you want to expand your business, if you want to hire more people, if you want to buy more equipment or open a second location, you have to have funds to do that. And so access to capital is something I talk to often with our clients about. And it was just 30 years ago, Bill, in October, that women were required to have a male relative's signature in order to take out a business loan.
That's hard to believe, and that only 30 years ago, huh? Is that incredible?
Only 30 years ago. It's incredible. And I had to double check that because I thought that cannot be possible. Mm-hmm. And think about how far we've come. So, you know, not having a male signature, that's one thing, and we'll celebrate that in October during Business Owner Month focused on women. But I'll also say that 84% of women told us in this last survey that they felt that access to capital for women has improved over the last decade. So things are getting better. Is there still progress to be made? Absolutely. But what we're hearing is things are better out there.
Interesting how the tides have changed. You know, 30 years ago, as you say, women needed men to sign. I got to tell you, there's a lot of men that are counting on women to sign today, too. So
exactly.
Look at, you know, so it's interesting and ironic how that's changed. But things are looking up for female entrepreneurs, and that's really exciting, especially the effect that it will have on the job market and the upgrades. I'm excited to see how our fellow, you know, employees and workforce are upgrading their jobs. I mean, it's, you know, we're not having a lot of conversation about minimum wage anymore. You know, people are looking for maximum wage, so that's exciting. As we wrap things up here, Sharon, what advice would you give to a woman entrepreneur who is just starting out?
Well, come in, talk to us. Come across the desk, sit down, talk to us about your plan, how we can help your vision become a reality, and be a partner to you and for you. Not every business is thinking through all that it's going to take and require in order to grow, in order to establish. There's more to it than just your passion. You also have to do all those things administratively. You've got to think about keeping your house in order, so to speak, and how you serve clients. And so we want to be that partner to help you identify areas of opportunity and issues and roadblocks, because
exactly.
We have access to insights through our powerful network across the country that no other bank can provide.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Each October, National Disability Employment Awareness Month is a campaign focused on raising awareness and celebrating the many contributions people with disabilities bring to our workplaces and economy. The nonprofit organization No Barriers USA is hosting its annual No Barriers Summit on October 5th and 6th in New York City. Join 1,500 leaders, changemakers, and visionaries at the summit to learn about the No Barriers Life Model and how it can spur employment opportunities for people with disabilities. Attendees can participate in the Wells Fargo-sponsored Leadership in Business workshop that focuses on creating an inclusive workforce. David Cherna is the executive director at No Barriers USA.
This year's summit is a fantastic opportunity to help us make an impact on the work we do. The Leadership in Business workshop focuses on creating work environments where all people can realize their full potential.
For more information on the summit and workshop, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility.
Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
I was going to let him catch me by surprise there, like he always. He loves that when when I step on him. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you back with us, Curtis Howe, coming up in just a moment. Real quick, I want to remind everybody regarding the interview that we just previously had with Sharon Miller, head of small business with Bank of America. The website, if you'd like some more information to go to, is bankofamerica.com/small-business/. So bankofamerica.com/small-business/. All right, Curtis Hauck is with us. We're going to talk about NBC boosting the Shady Feinstein letter targeting Kavanaugh for investigation. Curtis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be with you.
Is this crazy or what? What's going on here? I mean, you got Dianne Feinstein, first of all. She's a senator. She knows what the FBI does, or she should be well aware. I mean, she's been in the Senate for more than a couple of years, has she not? You know?
Yeah, she's been around the block a few times in a few different roles for, you know, a few decades, but, you know.
But give me a break. I mean, first of all, there is protocol, and that seems to be out the door. Everything that the Democrats are doing, it's no holes barred, it's nasty, it's dirty, it's unhinged, you know, from Spartacus moments to threatening questions by, you know, the likes of Kamala Harris to Judge Kavanaugh, threatening him like, well, you better, you sure you're telling me the truth? You're not, you know, in a sense, you know, I've got a card here up my sleeve I'm going to throw out in the middle of the table here in just a moment and really embarrass the heck out of you, so you better tell me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And of course that fizzled into nothing. So all this protocol is just out the door, Curtis. I mean it's no wonder Americans are just fed up with all their antics.
Well, and it's easy to do for the Democrats if you have willing accomplices in the news media, and that's what they've had just over the last week since, you know, Dianne Feinstein first kind of put out and it leaked, you know, about what the allegation was made against Brett Kavanaugh. You know, the news media have taken this position by and large where if you ask questions like the basic who, what, where, when, why, of what this woman in count, Dr. Ford, is alleging, and the fact that, you know, she can't answer the when and the where and the number of people around her keeps changing. It's this high school party that occurred supposedly. You know, so asking such questions is really kind of sexist, and they're not really entertaining, you know, any skepticism. Like, they're automatically assuming that Brett Kavanaugh is guilty. Rachel Maddow last night was, the way she was talking, she said, if he's innocent, like, if he's you know, if he didn't do it.
What happened to presumption? Presumption of innocence? Isn't that one of in due process, you know, but there's no presumption of innocence here.
For the news media, you know, this is yet again another example of they're not the greatest fans in the world of due process for people they don't like.
That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They're not quite the biggest fans in the world, and they're demanding the FBI investigate something that they really have no role in doing. They're attacking the president for tweeting about telling the FBI, suggesting the FBI needs to kind of clean up its own house because of all that's going on over there. Mm-hmm. But then the moment the Democrats put their thumb on the scale and say, FBI, go do this, the media suddenly thinks that's no big deal. Chris Cuomo was advocating for it, you know, when there are not that many Democratic senators calling for it.
Exactly.
And yesterday, it morphed into this huge thing about the FBI needs to do this. You know, I saw in the Washington Times yesterday that the Montgomery County Police, which is probably all we know about where it happened, presuming since both schools, Dr. Ford's and Kavanaugh's, were in Montgomery County, just north of Washington, they said that they haven't had a request from this woman to look into it, and they haven't looked into it.
Right.
So again, this thing is just falling apart here, and it's just such a dramatic turn from Monday when, one of her attorneys went on pretty much every single TV show she could find, morning show, and said that my client will testify, would look forward to doing that. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, no, they won't.
She or won't she? And Senator Grassley has said he's sent emails. And, of course, Feinstein's response is, well, have you picked up the phone? You know, wait a minute. You already said you wanted to talk. We sent you 4 emails, and somehow because he hasn't picked up the phone, or maybe he has or whatever, I don't know. But at that point, that was the next question. Well, did you pick up the phone? I mean, come on. You know, if you want to have your day in court, come on and let's have a conversation here. And, you know, it'll be up to the Republicans. It's going to be up to the Judiciary Committee to figure out who's going to interview, Professor Ford and Judge Kavanaugh. God forbid it would be anybody from this committee, because clearly there is prejudice. So there needs to be, as they've suggested, maybe her attorney and the judge's attorney, are the ones to ask the questions here. Could you imagine, you know, what kind of circus this would be if Cory Booker et al. Started, you know, interviewing or interrogating either one of these two?
Yeah, I'm sure he would start crying, and his imaginary friend T-Bone would give him the greatest pep talk in the world, and it would be such an Academy Award-winning performance, or, you know, one that, you know, because this is a miniseries, he'd probably get offered an Emmy for next year, because it's just so ridiculous.
And, of course, next year there will be even less people watching that one, too. So
Exactly. They've even given her the option of testifying in private.
Right.
These evil sexist Republicans said, okay, you don't want to testify in public? Yeah, we get it. How about in private?
Right.
No.
No.
She doesn't want
She wants an FBI investigation. And she wants an FBI investigation, which is not what they do. And as you said, that's in the purview of the local police there in Maryland. They're the ones to invest, if that's the case, if they think it's serious enough, to do such. But, you know, there's no, you know, he's already been vetted 6 times. So, you know, what else can they do, right? And then, and all this done, in contrast to how Keith Ellison's case is being handled, his accuser has said the Democratic Party clearly doesn't believe her story, doesn't want to give her any kind of hashtag time whatsoever. But yet, because we're talking a Supreme Court judge, we're talking Republicans, we're talking Donald Trump, all hell is breaking loose against Judge Kavanaugh.
Right, exactly. Just know that if you're a Democrat, you can, you know, really do some horrible things and still hold office and then run for higher office. He's running for state attorney general.
Yes.
You know, or you can be Tom Carper, who admitted to beating his wife and giving her a black eye, and it's no big deal. The one thing I will add is Casey Hunt from NBC this morning and another reporter off the top of my head, they're saying, you know, oh, this means the FBI should investigate it because Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas stuff was investigated. No, it was because both of them were federal employees, and what Anita Hill claimed went on between herself and Clarence Thomas was at a federal building. So that is within the FBI's purview.
Right.
So that's
exactly
why the FBI was involved then, but that's not what happened here. They were both underage, and they were at a party that whose house we don't know. Obviously not, you know, unless it was like the White House, obviously. It wasn't, you know, within the FBI's purview.
Well, the thing that's interesting, Curtis, I wonder how many of those senators could withstand and scrutiny from a high school interaction that may retrospectively and in light of the hashtag movement of today, could they stand scrutiny? And let's not forget the $17 million that remains in question that has been paid out of the people's money to kind of make sexual harassment and other issues go away within Congress, that all we've heard about are two congressmen, one senator, one congressman. But, you know, that wasn't just them. There's others yet, and how that's been handled and put under the rug, I don't know, but that's still there.
You're exactly right. You know, that these members of Congress, all that money's been paid out, that's our money over the years, and yet they're trying to, you know, pass off these allegations.
Yes.
Against Brett Kavanaugh is just...
Like he's the scapegoat of everything, right?
Right, and the news media, you know, again, are more than willing to go along with this because they've shown that they're not fans of due process for people they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more than willing to ignore certain facts or really any notion of who they're supposed to be as journalists, which is supposed to be skeptical and asking questions and... you know, in the pursuit of the truth, democracy dies in darkness, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
They're not in... I don't see where that's being followed in the last couple of days. And CNN.com had someone last night that the person allegedly named in the letter, Dr. Ford did, and they said, I have no recollection of this.
Yes.
And that's not
what
you talked about today.
Right, this is Mr. Judge himself, who is a friend of Kavanaugh, and he said the only reason he came out is because his name was mentioned, and he says he knows he was friends of Kavanaugh in high school, never knew Kavanaugh to act in any way, does not recall any kind of an incident like that, thinks the woman is a bit confused. That's... You know, that's his side of it. So now you've got, it's more than he said, she said. You've got a judge who she places in that situation, and he says he has no recall of this whatsoever. So I'm sure, you know, her attorneys are going to want to do everything they can to totally invalidate the judge, because maybe in high school he was, he was an addict of some sort and lost some memory cells. God only knows. This thing is just absolutely ridiculous. Hopefully we're learning something from all this, Curtis. We'll have to wait and see. Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Curtis.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.